Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood.
When the New York Archdiocese needed someone to supply the souvenirs for the Pope's visit, they turned, well, where else? The lady with a platinum disc on her wall for sales of over a million cast recordings of the musical Mamma Mia.
My name is Randy Grossman, and my company does merchandising for Broadway shows.
Grossman's company, Max Merchandising, is the official New York purveyor of Pope memorabilia.
This is a polyresin box, and it has the logo of the Pope's visit here, and on the inside there's rosaries.
They've ordered about 100,000 medallions, crucifixes, and rosaries, priced at $10 to $20 each.
We have a set of tiger eye glass bead rosaries that we think will do really well at the youth rally, because they're kind of cool and hip.
It's a tradition that goes back to early Christianity, and maybe the first pope, too.
In the book, The Acts of the Apostles, people would take handkerchiefs and try and rub them up against St. Paul. So you can imagine it was probably similar with Peter as well.
Father Richard Kunst of Duluth, Minnesota, is probably the nation's foremost collector of papal memorabilia. On a priest's salary, he's gathered the signature of every pope since 1623 and 1,000 or so other valuable papal objects. He says buying mementos is an expression of faith.
People that go and visit him or try and see him in a major public audience like that are going to be whisked away by emotion, which is only natural. I've certainly experienced that myself. And they're going to buy souvenirs for that purpose.
Vendor Kevin Tillman will be ready to swoop in. He set aside his usual grab bag of barrettes and SpongeBob SquarePants toys to hawk unlicensed Pope necklaces and bracelets outside of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's one day only, but it's going to be thousands of people out here. So you can make some money no matter what. You're going to make a little bit of money out here.
If he sells out, no problem. He'll hop the subway to Midtown, where his wholesaler is waiting with more gear. But no pressure.
You buy 15, 20 things, you can still make something, you know. It's all about hustling, trying not to hit nobody over the head.
Bucky Turco is another freelancer. He's using cheeky online marketing to sell his poster of the Pope.
We're producing 666, obviously as a kind of, you know, a little snipe. We're hoping that it gets picked up and, kind of those kids that go in for the Christian rap and Christian rock would like it.
Dozens of blogs have linked to Turco's poster. It's an image of Benedict that deliberately imitates a popular socialist realist-style image of Barack Obama. But that whole Mark of the Beast limited edition thing, it's just marketing.
To go out and just print 666 at once, unless you're going to sell them, you know, is kind of silly. In all reality, we'll probably get them printed, you know, we're getting them printed at like 50 and 100 at a clip.
The official merchandiser of the papal visit just doesn't have the luxury of ordering as she goes, so she's been guesstimating. 60,000 people in Yankee Stadium, everyone's going to buy at least one gift. So how many rosaries? How many slim-fit tees? How many travel mugs with the logo Christ Our Hope?
When you approach a Broadway show, you know you have the life of the show to get it right. This event was very difficult because when the event is over, it's over.
As if she needs the reminder, Grossman has stuck the Broadway show magnets she never sold all over her office door. After giving the Archdiocese its cut of this weekend's gross, she just hopes to break even.
I'm going to be really happy if, after everything is done, we don't have a loss and that we made a little something. If we cover our cost of goods, the rest will just be gravy.
Hey, no matter what, she'll be able to say, I merched the Holy Father. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.